Title: Pregnant Employees More Protected Than Ever As the PWFA Goes Into Effect and the EEOC Releases Resources, Guidance, and Proposed Regulations. Content: The Pregnant Workers Fairness Act, PWFA, which was signed into law on December 29, 2022, went into effect on June 27, 2023. The EEOC has started to accept PWFA charges and has issued guidance and resources to help employers comply with the expanded requirements. On August 11, 2023, the EEOC also published a proposed rule to implement the PWFA, which outlines the agency's interpretation of the PWFA and includes specific examples of possible reasonable accommodations. Public comments concerning the proposed rule can be submitted until October 10, 2023. In general, the PWFA requires employers with 15 or more employees to provide reasonable accommodations to a qualified employee's or applicant's known limitations related to pregnancy, childbirth, or related medical conditions, unless the accommodations would cause the employer undue hardship. The PWFA seeks to fill the gaps in legal protections afforded to workers under existing federal laws, such as Title VII, the Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA, and the Family and Medical Leave Act of 1993, FMLA. While existing federal laws protect employees affected by pregnancy or childbirth, the PWFA is the first to create an affirmative reasonable accommodation right for such workers. The EEOC's PWFA guidance is detailed below. The EEOC has published a proposed rule containing regulations to implement the PWFA, which are open to public comment until October 10, 2023. While this proposed rule is under consideration, the EEOC has also issued guidance entitled, What You Should Know About the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. This guidance provides additional information regarding the following: scope of charges. The EEOC will analyze charges regarding accommodations for workers affected by pregnancy, childbirth, or related medical conditions under the PWFA if the violation occurred after June 27, 2023. Examples of possible reasonable accommodations for workers covered by the PWFA: the ability to sit or drink water, receive closer parking, have flexible hours, receive appropriately sized uniforms and safety apparel, receive additional break time to use the bathroom, eat, and rest, take leave or time off to recover from childbirth, and be excused from strenuous activities and/or activities that involve exposure to compounds not safe for pregnancy. Examples of prohibited actions for employers: requiring an employee to accept an accommodation without a discussion about the accommodation between the worker and the employer, denying a job or other employment opportunities to a qualified employee or applicant based on the person's need for a reasonable accommodation, requiring an employee to take leave if another reasonable accommodation can be provided that would let the employee keep working, retaliating against an individual for reporting or opposing unlawful discrimination under the PWFA, or participating in a PWFA proceeding, such as an investigation, or interfering with any individual's rights under the PWFA. Information regarding other laws that apply to workers affected by pregnancy, childbirth, or related medical conditions: Title VII, enforced by the EEOC, the ADA, enforced by the EEOC, the FMLA, enforced by the U.S. Department of Labor, and the PUMP Act, Providing Urgent Maternal Protections for Nursing Mothers Act, enforced by the U.S. Department of Labor, which broadens workplace protections for employees to express breast milk at work, as we recently reported here. The EEOC's PWFA resources. The EEOC has also released the following educational resources regarding the PWFA: Tips for Workers to Request Accommodations. This provides a step-by-step guide for employees, including what to do if an employer declines an accommodation request. Know Your Rights video series. Short videos providing PWFA information on the U.S. Department of Labor's YouTube channel. Revised Know Your Rights poster, required to be posted in most workplaces. Infographic for employers, which outlines employer obligations and examples of reasonable accommodations under the PWFA. Informational poster, defines legal terms used in the PWFA, provides additional possible accommodations for pregnant workers, and outlining other federal laws that may apply to pregnant workers, i.e., Title VII, the ADA, the FMLA, and the PUMP Act. The